And whatever you're trying to do, that's your faith. So they are doing faith. But it's not the faith God is looking for. It's faith in what they've got. Verse 11, are people putting their faith in their own life? Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. You misunderstand. We're trusting God. What if you didn't do that? Would God say, no? Then you're trusting your own life. You're trusting that if I do this, then God will save. As opposed to up here, I just trust Him. I just trust God, the one He said. Jesus Christ, the first standing, the Holy Spirit, the second standing. God, I just trust God. And so you have the two big differences. Point six, let's get this through. Point six, faith, therefore, its definition means to trust or to believe. The word rest comes into it, to rest from self-work. To rest from self-work and to rely on God. On God's provision, really, the two standings. The promise of the first standing, the promise of the second standing. The promise of the Savior, the promise of the Spirit. So we rest, and where did we learn this? We learned this at the cross. Before any of us were ever saved, the first thing we did, we stopped. We stopped working. We stopped doing. We realized we couldn't. We just were at rest. We relied, faith, this is a Hebrew word, this is meaning faith, rely on the one God has sent. That's all we did. So, first thing we did, we just rest. You got to stop. You got to stop with all your nonsense. Stop with your list. Stop with your work. Stop trying to light your own fire. Just stop all that and rest in Him. Rest in the one that He has provided. That is His Son. That is Spirit. So, the Scripture is pointing us in the direction of the one with whom we are to trust, the one we are to rest in. So the first place of our faith is directed for salvation, one, in Jesus Christ, the first standing, then the Holy Spirit. Now, let's just take up some things. I want to understand Scripture. My faith isn't in Scripture. This is not God. We don't have four gods. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Bible. As blasphemous as that may sound, we don't have four gods. We have three gods. Trinity. Triune. Three. But what happens is the Holy Spirit, this is the point of our faith, and I'm going to use the word, I'm going to use the expression person. Some people react to that. He's not a person, meaning like us. I'm not going to get into all that. I think everyone here can handle when I say person. Putting our faith in a person, in a being, supernatural, divine being, God. We're interrelated now with Him. And what He's going to do is going to take us to the Scriptures and open our eyes and cause us to see what's going on in the Scriptures. So this is what the Holy Spirit is doing. So our total dependency is on God. We're either going to depend on God or we're going to depend on self.